Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him. Today's date is July 23rd, 2015, and I'm your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's SGEM Extra is Feeling Hot, 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 or Not? Joining me this week to make an exciting announcement about a new feature on the SGEM is Dr. Chris Carpenter. Welcome back to the SGEM, Chris.
It is always my pleasure to spend time with the skeptic's skeptic, Ken Milne.
Oh, you're too kind. But you're here to help me announce and take the lead on what we are calling the SGEM Hot or Not.
Yeah, it's July in St. Louis, and I'm feeling pretty hot right now, but not everything is always so hot.
Well, before we spill the beans on this new, exciting initiative, let me remind the SGEM listeners that the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine is a knowledge translation project, and it's trying to cut that KT window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year. And the SGEM is always trying to improve this KT project so that you can provide your patients with the best care based on the best evidence.
Each week, the SGEM does a structured critical review of a recent publication using a validated method and a validated tool, followed by a blog and a podcast. However, we only represent one voice, one opinion, our own, and being skeptical of anything you learn, even if you hear it from us, our perspectives may not always represent your opinions.
Yeah, and if you remember that second leak in that knowledge translation leaky pipe model put forth by Pathman et al., that second leak in that whole path is acceptance. And the SGEM needs to understand what SGEM listeners accept versus what they reject. Therefore, we'd like to engage actively with you in the selection process of the articles to be reviewed.
Yeah, how's that for interactive? Hot or Not will be a regular feature of the SGEM. Each week, we will post 5 recent publications for you to consider. These articles will be announced on the website, Facebook page, and Twitter feed on Fridays.
The first time you log on to this feature, you'll be asked just a few questions. This is so we understand who the Hot or Not voting SGEM audience is when tabulating the results. These questions, they'll only be asked once, the first time that you reply to Hot or Not, and never again. So Chris, why don't you tell them how we're going to actually do this?
Yeah, Ken, the SGEMers will be provided with the title of the article, the author's conclusions, and a link to the article's abstract on PubMed. SGEMers are then asked to rate the article on a 7-point Likert scale.
Oh, I wish we could have compressed that down to 5, but the validated tool has 7 points. So those 7 points are 1, hey, this is useless. 2, yeah, not really interesting, not really new, and it just changes nothing. 3, interesting and new, but it doesn't change practice. 4, interesting and new, potential to change practice. Now we hit 5, new and important, would probably change practice for some emergency physicians.
Yep.
6, new and important, and would change practice for most emergency physicians. And then number 7, this is a must know for emergency physicians.
Yeah, and like you said, Ken, this is reliable and validated, and we've published this. So after you vote for each article, you will see how other SGEMers voted. Do other people think the article is useless, interesting, practice changing, or a must know article?
You can then move on to the next article, see the list of articles, or go back to the SGEM homepage. Those articles that are rated highly, and I think we're going to set the bar at 5, will be put on the list to be reviewed on the SGEM.
Yeah, in addition to voting for articles, you can also submit articles. If you think there's a paper we need to review on the SGEM, then you can also submit it to Hot or Not. All you need to do is click on the submit button and provide the title of the article and the PubMed identification number, which you can find on PubMed.
Ooh, I think this is going to be such a cool way and a great way to engage SGEMers more into this KT project. So when should people look for these 5 new articles?
Check your Twitter feed, hashtag SGEMHotNot, and the SGEM Facebook page every Friday so you can vote for the papers you want us to put your skeptical eye upon.
Super. And if you have any questions or concerns about the process, you can reach Chris, right?
Yeah, my email address is carpenterc@wisdom.com. www.wistel.edu, and you can find that on the blog posting as well. And make sure you're sending some papers in. We want to hear what you think we should be reviewing and see what other SGEMers think about those articles.
And there will be more SGEM extras throughout the summer, and there's one super big announcement coming up. Ooh, and it's I think it's going to knock people's socks off, actually. And if you're wearing socks when listening, you will not be wearing socks after you hear this big announcement. But that's coming just a later this summer.
Just a minute, Ken. I got to go get my socks off the wall.
And just one final thing, a conference update. Falls Beam will be taking place in September in Niagara Falls.
The American side, right?
No, Chris, the Canadian side. Because you know what? It's a fantastic venue with a view of the falls. And they're going to have their social evening booked at the Hard Rock Club Room at the Hard Rock Cafe. And Beam's bringing in some speakers from all over, including Buffalo and New York City. I'll be there speaking at the conference. And just to remind SGEM listeners, the early bird deadline is July 31st. So contact Natasha at the Beam Group or go to www.beamcme.com and register for Fall Beams this September. But what do we always say at the end of every podcast, Chris?
Remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.
Talk to everyone next week. Yeah.